Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is day 9 of our 10 days together. So the archetypal energy we are working with today is joy. And I think it's related to your wisdom teeth. And I know that many, many people do not actually have wisdom teeth. And that makes it all the more important to work on this, because the energy is still there, the meridian is still there, and we want to uncover when did you stop allowing yourself to have joy? When? So if your mouth was too crowded for wisdom teeth, right, or any other teeth, when what is crowding up your life that you have no space for joy? Yeah. And many of you have been asking me about regrowing teeth, and we know that it is possible to regrow and regenerate teeth, just like we can regrow and regenerate tissue. And here's the only story I know about wisdom teeth, and it's about the Buddha. The Buddha supposedly has an extra set of wisdom teeth, and he got that when he was 40. That's 4 years after he achieved enlightenment in 36. You all remember that he left home around 28 or 29. Most people think that it's that age where you go through your first Saturn return. So the Buddha left home and left his wife and child, that narcissist, to become enlightened. And so he needed to leave behind the world and say the heck with everybody, the heck with family in the whole world. And that's when he finally had space to grow a wisdom teeth. Now, would any of you want, would any of you be willing to go through all that, abandon your family now? Good thing there's energy healing so that you don't have to abandon your family and your kids and pay child support. Yeah, he didn't do that, but that's another thing. So let us start from the very beginning with a lot of people, that time when you first had your wisdom teeth taken out, when somehow it was decided that there just isn't room for that. So if that reflects not having room for joy, what is taking out your life that keeps you from being able to access more joy for you? So whatever that brings up, going back to maybe our teenage years or maybe our family, let's release all that. Oh. And so we probably did give up taking care of us in favor of taking care of somebody else, instead of like being a narcissist where you take care of you. That's why you don't have wisdom teeth. No, I'm kidding, but here you go. Whatever that was that created no room for you, right? And in the back here is usually something that happened earlier in our lives. It actually is like family issues. So all the unfulfilled expectations, all the unfulfilled potential of one or both parents that became your subconscious obligation to fulfill. So Buddha left home doing his first Saturn return because he didn't want all that, even though he was set to inherit a whole kingdom. So what kingdom were you set to inherit that is burdening you right now? Let's release that so that you can be in your own kingdom. And let's go back to the first time in this life where somehow subconsciously everything just took over and crowded your life, took up your energy, took up space in your life, took up your talents, your energy, your skills, your everything. Everything that brings up. So what does your family think a mature adult actually means? Everything, let's release all that. And actually for most people, your wisdom teeth actually comes out around the time of your first Saturn return. So let's return to that time and see what happened when you were 28, 29. And everything that went on there, let's release all that. So that's all the limitations you have bought into about life and family at that time. That usually really burdens people, right? Because 28 or 29, as you know, it's a very common age for people to take their own lives. So it's very critical to release all the unresolved, unexpressed, repressed issues from, especially your first Saturn return. Here we go. I have no idea this came up for talking about wisdom teeth and joy, but here we go. Let's release all that now. So what did you have to give up in order to be you at that time? Or were you even conscious of what you have to give up? So everything that you're conscious and not conscious of that you had to give up to be an adult, let's release that. Oh my goodness. Conscious and unconscious stuff you have to give up to be an adult. Everywhere where you gave up your joy. And again, for those of you who have to do parenting of your parents emotionally early on, let's release some of that. I know we worked on this before, but you can never. Let's work on it some more. All the parenting you did. And so what did you have to hide from yourself in order to fit into your family or to fit into your lot, to the real world? So all the dreams you have to hide from yourself. Oh my God, you guys. All the dreams you have to hide from yourself, all the truth of you that you have to hide from you. The voice of you, the dreams you had, your own goals. And for some people, you may have already lost your way. You may have already been wondering what makes you happy. Why are other people able to find their dreams, their dream life, their dream career, their dream spouse, blah, 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 all that. And for many of you, you may not know this consciously, but at a certain age, instead of living life for you, you started living the life your parents wanted you to, or the life you think you have to live to fit into your tribe, whatever that tribe may be. Because in some ways, everybody's tribe is like living in a cult. Whether you actually lived in a cult or not, there's all these invisible walls and hidden rules in every tribe. You may as well have survived living in a cult that you don't know. And it's called family. So here we go. Oh, everything that you have to give up in order to fit into that cult called family, let's release that now. And then the bigger cult of family that your family was a part of, whatever that cult may be, like, oh God, for me, it definitely was communism because I lived there. For what reason I want to create a different revolution to undo all the past revolutions. Here we go. And we do that by reclaiming ourselves, our joy, our heart, right? Oh, everywhere will you give up in you to fit into your cult? Family. Culture. Well, in the capitalist system, there are rules of that cult called capitalism. And those rules are that you have to get a good job, and what you're worth in this cult of capitalism is how much you're able to make an hour, right? It's all, yeah, everything that brings up, let's release all that. So the whole cult of capitalism that sets everyone up as someone who is either productive and you're earning money or you're not. That, yeah, let's release all the puppet strings, right? All those hidden puppet strings for just existing and living under this whole umbrella called capitalism. And you don't even know when someone is judging you according to those standards, because everyday life when you meet people, they say, oh, so what do you do? And automatically you'll figure out what class you fit in and blah, 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 what neighborhood you live in, what car you drive. All those are extensions of capitalism. And there may be other words for it. Oh my God, release all that right now. Because you're so much more than that. But we are shaped by those values, by the values of the place we're in. And yeah, there's different church groups, there's religions, even the very spiritual sounding ones, right? Let's release all that. So everything you learn from spirituality or any religion or any other belief system that no longer serves you, because they just cut away your joy and your enjoyment of life. Let's release all that now. School is like jail. I hear you. Okay, so all the misinformation from school that keeps you from being in your joy and being able to access your joy, release that now. The jailed expectations of just functioning in this culture.
Actually, Tyler.
Yeah, all the invisible jails that we're in, that we don't even know we're in subconsciously, and there are too many to name, unfortunately. Here we go.
Oh.
Capitalism, classism, sexism, racism, culturalism, that's really all that. And I have no idea that even the kind of accent you have, there are people who judge the kind of accent you have, whether you're from high class, low class, educated, not educated, all that, right? So all those invisible judgments that take away our joy, let's leave all that. And yeah, this fear of incarceration, especially when you are of a certain skin color, as we release all the ways we incarcerate one another and all these hidden expectations and hidden projections and judgments and conclusions about people. Oh my God, I need a drink of water. Okay. So what else do we have to release to allow our bodies and our teeth to heal? Can you believe that this is all about teeth and gums still? So for anyone and everyone who has had to have their wisdom teeth removed, let's release all the judgments, all the traumas behind that, and all the misinformation behind that. And if you had it like impacted wisdom tooth and you buy into all these stuff about impacted wisdom tooth, so whatever subconscious issues created the impacted wisdom tooth in the first place, if you have that, let's release all that now. Yeah, so very many of us have had impacted wisdom tooth that needed to be taken out, it sounds like. So I wonder what's underneath that, what created that to begin with. Let's release that now. Wow, there's more to this impacted wisdom tooth. Give me a second to just really dig deeper into this. Wow, hold on. So all the limiting beliefs we bought into about wisdom tooth, about human evolution and diet, that because of human evolution and the diet we're on, we no longer have space for this teeth and all that. Whether that's true or not, if it's not true for you, let's release all that. Yeah. Then I wonder what other unknown, hidden subconscious factors contribute to impacted wisdom tooth.
All the hidden, all the unknown, all the unresolved issues around impacted wisdom tooth.
So what had such an impact in your life that created that? So there was something that had such a emotional impact in your life that created like no room for you to be you. So what in your life created such a huge impact that there's no room for you to be the joy that you be? Let's release all that. Yeah, so even if you have no wisdom teeth, because sometimes the absence of something brings more attention to that thing. So the absence of wisdom teeth really brings more attention to it in some ways. So everything that keeps joy out of your life, everything that created the absence of joy as a necessity, yeah, oh my God, the absence of joy as a necessity for you and your life and well-being. That really distorts energy, doesn't it? So again, wow, everything that created the absence of joy, the total absence of joy as a necessity to stay alive in your life. Oh my God. So what self-punishment would you bind into as necessary? That means what guilt have you bought into that punishing yourself is so necessary for you to stay alive?
Let's release all that.
No wonder even Buddha became an enlightened narcissist. Wow. If giving up your joy was necessary to stay alive, like, hey, yeah, maybe it's time to become an enlightened narcissist. Here we go.
And bring your joy back. That's what it takes. Oh.
So whose truth did you make more important than your own for you to buy into the fact that the total absence of joy is necessary for you to stay alive in your life?
I really call that now.
So I wonder what other hidden issues, traumas are hidden behind those impacted wisdom tooth, whether they remove or not. So all hidden loyalty to your parents that keeps you from accessing your joy.
I release all that. Oh, and I know it's not that easy.
Have you had a family, like if you have family that survived the Khmer Rouge, for example, if you have family that survived communism, if you have family that survived the Holocaust, if you have family that survived any and all that, there would be extreme hidden loyalties to them to remember their sacrifice. And sometimes it means to never allow yourself to be the joy that you can be, right? So let's release all those hidden loyalties. Yeah. So any and all unresolved subconscious traumas in the family, right? Subconscious traumas in the family are like, maybe there was a death in the family that was never talked about, like a child died really young, that there was a lot of shame about, especially if it's a bastard child, or if someone had a child out of wedlock because they were raped. And there's a lot of taboo, the rape itself and having the child of the rapist. And that is hidden in families for generations because that child is then given up for adoption. It's another hidden family shame. So all that, let's release all that. All the unsafe abortions that kill someone, and then it can't be talked about. The real reason behind their death is not talked about because the shame with, you know, the pregnancy that's a result of rape or result of adultery, and then the forced abortion following that. I mean, that is trauma upon trauma upon trauma and family lines. So let's release that from all families, from all generations now. All hidden, unspoken family traumas keep on having an impact, a silent impact, right? So everything that had a silent impact in families, and even murders, right? There's a silent impact. And if you have family members who were jailed, imprisoned, in fear of imprisonment, fear of that, being exposed, or any family shame, like failed business, bankruptcies, this generation, any generation, let's release all that. Yeah, all hidden, repressed traumas in a family going back many generations that still have a silent impact, right? The silent impact we'd rather not look at and just take out. Here we go.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this program is about teeth. What the heck? Well, maybe this is the only way that we allow ourselves to get these things clear, right? Because nobody goes to a healer and say, release all the hidden traumas from all the illegal abortions in the family. Maybe this was the only way for it to show up for us, right? So here we go. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Thank you, everyone, for your sharings. Yeah, all the traumas from our ancestors are all back there, because back there, when you talk about way back there, the teeth back there represents that back there that we refer to, that we'd rather not talk about things that happened way back there. So way back in your wisdom teeth, there you go. And the mouth says it's about talking, right? So things that we cannot talk about and expose, here we go. Yeah, all the shame, all the hidden shames in families, they have a silent impact. And as you know, even science says all the repressed, unexpressed, unresolved trauma is still in our DNA for 23 generations. So what we're talking about here is releasing for ourselves and for the collective all the unresolved, unexpressed traumas and shame and everything we hide under the rug, and rather not talk about that still has a silent impact. and all the things that in the past, like even now it's hard to talk about incest. It's hard to talk about abortion. It's hard to talk about illegal abortion. It's hard to talk about illness in a family, especially when it's mental illness. And when there's a sociopath in the family, or when there's a psychopath in the family who bankrupt the family or rob other people. Even worse, if you have a family member that hurt other people. And we all have had that, right? We all have had that too. Because in the past, nearly all men in all families have to fight in war. So, yeah, let's release all that. Yeah, so there's a lot of that. Thank you for putting that in the chat box. All the unresolved issues we inherit from the culture we grew up in. Let's release all that. I tried for that. It doesn't mean that we no longer take responsibility, but there's more space around it so that we can make choices from a clear-headed space. So anything that doesn't allow us to do that, let's release all that now. Oh. Yeah, so anywhere in our past where we have kept slaves or were slave owners, perpetrating all kinds of racist acts on others or being a racist. And everywhere where we ourselves have been racist, let's release all that shame. Being the oppressor or being oppressed. Okay. So let's go back to, again, teeth and gums. I know it's good to want to solve the world's problems, but everything is all related, right? And what other things have silently impacted you in your life that created impacted wisdom teeth and all that? That's still what we're working on. Anything and everything around you, or your past, or your belief systems, or what's going on in your relationships, money, and body, that still impacts the joy you can have. Release all that. So all the unlived dreams, all the unlived dreams of old parents always have an impact on our lives. All the suffering they went through has a profound impact on our lives. So let's release all that now. And everywhere where you're repressing your own joy because you are using this whole, your empathy and your psychic abilities, where you empathically stay in a lower vibration in order to fit in with everyone around you. Oh my God, what jail are you putting yourself in? Let's release all that. So everywhere what you guys are doing, like empathy, depression, right? You get this every day, that people are hurting themselves, committing suicide. Many people are doing it out of empathy, depression, and they don't even know this. So let's release that. Oh. And as very empathic and psychic people, you're always like, I don't want to be too happy when they're depressed, or when they're not feeling well, or when they're sick, or when they're this, when they're that. Let's release all that stuff now. And also this idea that when you are around people who are habitually unhappy and you're the happy one, it feels odd to be joyful and happy, because you know someone will be coming up to you and say, do you know, blah, 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 there's a drive-by shooting, blah, 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 and this happened in the world, and this country just went bankrupt, blah, 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 blah. It's like they're saying, if you're happy, then you're not paying attention to the world. That's sort of a thing. So let's release all that. And everything that distracts you from your own joy, right? Everywhere where you're doing addictions instead, or avoiding getting to know you and what makes you joyful. So where are you avoiding tending to that space within you, your inner child that knows joy? So everywhere where you are avoiding tending to your own joy, your own happiness, let's release all that. Yeah. And so what are you doing to avoid being as joyful as you can be? Let's release all that. Oh my gosh. Oh. And yeah, buying into the wrongness of being happy and being joyful, let's release all that. Oh, I remember being told that a lot in my life. Oh. And that if you're too happy, then you're either because you're crazy or you're insane, or that you're not even paying attention to what's really going on in the world. Let's release all that. Oh. When you're around insane people, being the same one looks insane, right? Let's release all that insanity. Oh. And guilty just for wanting to attend to your own joy and your own happiness. Let's release all that too. Oh. So let's play with numbers again. On a scale of 0 to 100. How much of your own life are you living? There's only a few of you who are going over 50%. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Wow, what would it take for all of you to occupy and live your own life 100% and have 100% be in body your divine sovereignty 100%? Let's go there.
And everything that doesn't allow it, let's release all that now.
So all the subconscious beliefs, all the habits, and all other unknown factors that keep you from being, living, creating your own life, and be occupying that space of you and your life 100%. Let's release all that.
All those distractions, finding your guilt, an old habit.
So what would it take for you to embody and be in your own life 100%? And so let's release all the regrets first. So all the ways we're living in the past, let's release all the regrets, all the what ifs, all the shoulds,
all the shaming.
So what would it take for you to live your life 100%?
Everything that's not allowing us, let's release all that. And I feel like I'm really pulling stuff out of the back of your heart, the back of your back, upper back, lower back, everybody, here we go.
So if you're not living your life 100%, who has your puppet strings? How many people? How many ideas? What outside of you has your puppet strings
and everything on it? Are you ready to release all those puppet strings now?
Doesn't that make you just want to be an enlightened narcissist like Buddha? Okay. I now appreciate the Buddha more. Working with all of you makes me appreciate that about him more. Oh, God. If that was hurtful, sorry. Remember how Buddha got his wisdom tooth. I'm not advocating Buddhism or any religion, but if that's what's required. Okay, well, look how many years it took for him to be enlightened, right? For him to like totally cut out all the puppet strings from this reality, from family, from expectations of his father, who was, I think his father was an emperor or a king or something like that, you know? If only I knew how to do enough clearing so that you receive the same enlightenment in a session. Oh my God. Okay. So for those of you, especially those of you who were giving me percentages that were less than 50, how much has that shift? Let me know, because it's important that this shifts to you know, at least 80%, right? Or 100% to be sure. So what else has your puppet strings consciously, subconsciously, all the hidden loyalties to anyone, everyone outside of you? Let's release all that. Yeah, so what if your happiness was not dependent on anyone? That's where the puppet strings come from, when you think it depends on somebody else or a situation to make you happy, right? So you have to just detach from that, detach. I guess detachment would be what Buddha say, but for me, I just say cut out those puppet strings. Oh, I don't know detachment, but I do know cutting puppet strings. So here we go. Okay, so let's do this part again. I'm going to ask for all shamans. All shamans from all traditions to just help us out here. Yeah, for many of you who are given numbers that are less than 50, I wonder, I'm gonna ask for shamans from all over the world to help us return all fragmented soul parts to you now, cleansed by the light, returning you to wholeness, health, and joy. Oh, let this integrate with total ease. Return all soul fragments to you from all places, all spaces, all times, all realities, returning you to wholeness, to health, and let all those soul fragmented parts be cleansed by the light now, returning you to your own magnificent self, returning you to your genius, your magnificence, wholeness, health, beauty, vitality. Oh. What else keeps you from showing up in your own life 100%? Yeah, so that the percentages are getting better as all fragmented soul parts are returning to you now, returning you to wholeness, to health, and all those soul parts returning to you are cleansed by the light, cleansed by the light, cleansed by the light. Oh. 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 Yeah. So I think this is a good space to end today's session. Just returning all those soul parts and let it integrate with total ease. Returning you to wholeness, health. Oh. And allowing you to cultivate your own joy with total ease and to be that space of joy for you. Oh. Yeah, good. Returning you all to that space of wholeness now. Oh.